הרישו חלק א', ריש ממטס, והקדמה לשער הרביעי. The psukim that we see in Mishlei, number of them, Shasei Mayim Biboyrcha, is the first stage where a person is like a cistern and he's being filled with water. Venozlim etoich be'erecha, then it becomes a be'er, a wellspring, it produces its own water. Yafutsu mayinasecha chutza, this is where this shower begins, where the wellsprings now flow outward. Birchovois pergemayim, yiyu lecha levadcha, but there's a proviso that they should be guarded. Ein ezarim etoch, they should not be... We should not be surrendered these forces to others, as we'll see in detail. When a person is born, all of his abilities and talents are potential. The more he grows, the more these abilities become actualized. The whole of life is to actualize one's potential. Alevai, that the forces that are actualized are actually the ma'alois of the person, his abilities, his talents, as opposed to other things that a person could actualize. The author devotes an entire chapter to this in Chelek Beis on Daf Mem Zayin, beginning Daf Mem Zayin. This is the person's avoider, his project in life. Hamitzvois, shall we say, ha'tera shelomed, both the mitzvois and the Torah, hakol mechovan lekochei sechlov veliboy. It must be directed towards the potential, both his intellectual potential, emotional potential. Sheyesh lehaviyam lidei giluy ufeula. They have to be revealed, they have to be used. And uvamida she'anu meyedidim esatov shebekibenu, to the same extent that we encourage the good and we develop our talents, anu toruchim lerasen esitzenu ra. One who says to strive to restrain the etzahara, leval yisparetz hu achutzei. It shouldn't burst outward. Hatikufa bruha shalashanim, that blessed period of a few years, bahen anu meitzim es atzmenu umisitzvim al derech hayinu v'amurkazim al atzmenu. Those years when a person finds himself and stations himself on a particular path in life and focused on himself, very little responsibility towards others. In the late teenage, early 20s, that period gradually becomes swallowed up in a new period of life, where a person's wellsprings now gush outward. He's no longer single. Adam yased bayis, he establishes a home. Yeah, av levonim, he becomes a family man. He has children. Rav letalmidim, he has talmidim, whether children or others. Baal be'amav, he is established in the community. Gam eilehim shlavim be'avodah su'atzmis. These two are rungs or stages in his avoida of himself. These are rungs regarding his own development. Aval apam toich she'abudim be'achiyus lachim. It's just that this self-development happens through a whole host of responsibilities towards other people. That we need to include and incorporate into our own avodah. Ad kama shezachin lotzi lapol kochosenu ma'alosenu, the extent to which we succeed in actualizing those talents that we have, yibachen beyachasenu sivivasenu. It's analyzed with respect to our environment. Ad kama anachnu nemanim latzmenu, to what extent have we remained faithful to ourselves as these responsibilities multiplied? Ve'ad kama asviva mushpas letova ledenu, to what extent is our environment positively influenced by us? Al nisyaches el tekufos chayinu ashanoes kelechach ma'asi uchayin di'avad. One should not relate to different periods of life as a necessity. But the evidence, a person can't stand being alone anymore, therefore he gets married. Or through financial pressure that a person then is forced to seek a position. That's not the correct approach. The intention of this world is that a person should be tested and perfected. He must bring himself to perfection by establishing a home, by earning a living, and in general, increasing the number of responsibilities that he has. Eilohen darkei ha'ashgacha. These are the paths of hashgacha, le'avien l'idei ha'tzias kochosein ha'lapol, in order to actualize our potential. So it's not b'di'evid. V'chama dalim em chayim shel b'di'avad. How impoverished is the life of, in just when a person looks at it as if it's just no choice. She'ein ha'adam ri'eh klal. When a person doesn't even see kit'u d'asoy b'chimi, that his destiny in life is lispateach or lisrachev, to expand, to develop, and at the same time lishen eman latzmui, to remain faithful to oneself. Together, like the pasuk in Mishlei that we just quoted above says, yu lecha levadcha v'en ezerim itach. So even though the mayanois are spreading outwardly, it still has to remain within certain gdorim, and a person has to remain faithful to himself. Avoida gdoila l'elokei Yisrael, it's a great avoida. Kol shalav v'shalav shubachim, to make that transition and to live each stage of life correctly. L'yos choinen v'noyse l'chol abav b'chitzasenu, to be a bestower, to be a giver in every stage to everyone that comes into our orbit. V'la'amoid eisan b'nisein z'mechachim, and to stand firm in new types of nisinus that we were not used to in the previous stage of life. Not even every stage of life, not only. Every new year, it's tremendous avoida to adapt to it. Every new year is a new unit. With new nisyonos that come along, and new insights. A person lives his life with das. He feels that he needs to make a new road, to make a new road for himself into these new years, deep inside himself. To weigh up how his personality is changing from year to year. What new challenges are these new years bringing? What should he aspire to? What should he be careful about? To take it a little bit more deeply, the three stages that can be discerned in a person's inner life. The first stage, which happens earlier on, a person tries to ascertain the I, his id. His personality, shukinan atzmi ba'adam, ulechavenu yisrael la'tachlit ha'retzuyan, to direct it to the desirable end goal. Hashalav ha'sheni hu le'agi al atzmenu, the second stage, to reach ourselves deep inside. Ve'yivas misham es avodasinu b'torah v'matzmenu, to build from there a whole avoida in Torah. Ze haya nusei ha'shar shlishim chibuza, that was the subject of the third shah. Hashalav ha'shelishi, the third stage, la'agi la'mitus atzmenu, to reach the true point of ourselves. Oimek ze eino musag al-yedei machshava v'iyun. That depth isn't attained by thought, by analysis. Ela al-yedei tekufos ha'chayim. It happens through just growing older, eruein v'nisyonasei, and going through events and challenges and the various events that befall one as one grows older. Huma Amar Ramzal, the author says, this is what Chazal mean, famous statement of Chazal in Moed Katan Dav Chavches, Chaye Bonei Umezeine Lav Bizchus Atalia Milsa, when it comes to life, meaning the length of life, children, and livelihood, Lav Bizchus Atalia Milsa. It's not a matter of Zechus, Ela Bemazel Atalia Milsa. It depends on Mazal. What does that mean? The author explains, Mazal Hu Amitus Atzmoy Shel Adam Mitzad Shoresh Nishmasoy. In this context, Mazal means the person's true self, based on the fact that his soul is constructed in a particular way that Hashem gave him. That's what Chazal here mean by mazal. And therefore, it's not zechus that determines the thing. The mazal means the particular way that his soul is constructed determines what Hashem gives him in chaye, bonei, or mezoinei. Like he explains now, v'amru Chazal sheishna shtei hanagos im adam. There are two basic ways Hashem conducts himself and guides a person's life. Ha'achas ha'anaga lefi ma'asav. One is just dependent on the person's deeds. Im letov u'lemutav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and guides a person depending on how the person himself is behaving. But that's not all. V'yesh hanhaga acheres. There's another way that Hashem interacts. Shabureis Baruch misneg itanu lefi amitus atzmeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what we do, but it's based on the person's soul. Shoresh nishmaseinu hanelam. The way that Hashem constructed that particular soul. V'hanhagazus kivas, and that hanaga determines Inyan Banav, the type of children that he'll have, and all the associated misyonos that a person will have with children, Arichus Chayav, the length of life that is given, V'oifen Parnasas Shel Adam, and a person's livelihood. ובוודאי ישנם עוד הרבה מאירועים בחיינו שאפשר להבין אותם על פי מעשינו. Clearly, there are many, many events in our lives that are not based on our deeds. It's not a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards our deeds. It's because it suits him. והם בואים על אדם מצד שמתאימים לאמיתות עצמו נעלה ממנו. They come to the person because they fit his true self, which is often hidden from him, ורק ברואים מכיר וידע עשו, and his creator knows it. זהו, so this is the meaning of that statement above, and furthermore, זהו בעירה האמיתי של ברכס דיין האמס. He says, that's the true meaning of the ברוך of דיין האמס. שכל מה שיזברך מביא על האדם, whatever הקדוש ברוך brings upon the person, מכוון לאמיתות עצמו, it's directed at his true self. אילו הישא כוונס הברכה, שהקדוש ברוך דנס אדם בצדק לפי מעשיו, had it been Chazal's intent to formulate a bracha that indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person righteously according to his deeds, in direct proportion to his deeds, ha'sa menusachas sheifet tzedek. We would have said, ba'orat Hashem, sheifet tzedek, the righteous judge or whatever. But it's not. Dayan ha'emes means it's not necessarily in response to anything the person did, but it's in response to the true self of the person. אנו חייבים להוציא לפועל הכוחיס התמירים המוששים בנו מצד שורש נשמסנו. We're obligated to actualize deep, hidden forces that are there by virtue of who we are. וצדיק הוא המוציא כוחותיו הטובים אל הפועל. צדיק is a person who does that. He takes his potential that is hidden there and actualizes it. והרשע משאיר אותם בהיעלמם. The רשע leaves all of these forces in their hiddenness. ובמקום המעלוס התמונות בתבעיו, instead of the talents that are hidden in his nature, מפעיל הרשע כוחי זרים. The Rasha activates alien forces. וממלא שעשוי מידי שרעויס ויצרים. And he fills up his life with other things. ולאן יפוץ המיינויס? Where do these wellsprings flow? Where do they gush forth to? הרי חוכמה. Let's take a look at חוכמה. בתחילה, before this stage, מעיינוס החוכמה של אדם משתפכים לתוך ים החוכמה. These wellsprings flow into the sea of wisdom. האדם נהיה חכם בעצמו, the person becomes wise for himself in himself. כלומר בעצמו, so he becomes a חכם not just because he's accumulated knowledge, he becomes in essence a חכם. ואחרי שנהיה חכם, afterwards, וחוכמתו מתגברת בקרבוי, הוא מרחיב גבולו בתלמידים. So then his orbit expands. He may have תלמידים, whether formal, informal, ומשפיע להם מחוכמתו. He bestows upon them. This is the stage we're speaking about over here. That's an example of chokhmah. Hare tuv lev, in the context of tuv lev, Adam gomel chesed im yechidim. Initially, in that earlier part of life, the person does chesed with individuals. Then, umarchiv gvuloi v'chesedav. Then his chesed expands, ad shenieh gomel chesed im arabim, to the point where he is now involved with many. Those are just two examples. ככל שאדם מצליח להוציא כוחו הטוב אל הפועל, the more a person succeeds in actualizing what he can be, הוא עצמו משתנה, he himself changes. בהשכלתו היה איש פרטי, he begins as an individual. You know, one could probably say accurately that a teenager is the ultimate individual, just for himself, there's nothing else there. He's an individual. החייס חייב כשירוס ליבו, he lives his life in accordance with the whims of his heart. אחרים לא הזדקקו אליו. People didn't need him. The community didn't need this particular person. והוא לא היה חי לעצמו. He lives for himself to develop himself and to satisfy himself. במידה שחויחויסיו יוצאים אל הפועל. To the extent that a person then develops his abilities, האדם עצמו נהפך. The person is transformed מאיש הפרט לאיש הכלל. From the individual to a person of the community. He becomes part of the community. Klal hinoi metziyus ruchanis makifal. This is a beautiful definition. When you say klal, it means an encompassing spiritual reality. He expands. His orbit expands. His influence expands. He becomes isha klal. Chochma hina klal hamakif se chochma kula. When you say chochma, it's a klal that encompasses all of wisdom v'dakei hashimush by the ways of usage of it. Chacham hu mi she'isala me'al chayav hapratiyim. Chacham is somebody who's risen above his individual life, the Yikdishes at Smolius Chacham, is devoted and dedicated himself to be a Chacham, ולחייס לפי כל גידי החוכמה, and to live in accordance with the parameters of Chochma. ובזה הרי החכם הוא איש הכלל, and thereby becomes איש הכלל. כן הוא בכל כוח שאדם מוצא לפועל. That's just one example, but the same is true for every ability that a person actualizes. Tamid holech v'nichlal b'seich klal. He expands into the klal and becomes part of it. Hadevarim yisbaru b'ezras Hashem li'ishuram b'afakim abayim. We'll try to expand all of these concepts in the coming chapters. Ach zois aleinu ladas b'knisa l'shar zeh. We need to know already here as we enter that this shar. Kichol darga b'itzaas ko yechusen el apu'al atayiv. Every level, every step we take in actualizing our potential, it'll force us above our individual existence, and bring us one step closer to this idea of klal, of a broader, more expansive life, more responsible life. It buys from the point when a person establishes a home, and now he's responsible for his wife as well. And he has connections now that are starting towards her family also. Derech kabalas misra, through the path of taking some position, whatever it is, whatever the position may be, lehavas klal Yisrael, and all the way to expand towards klal Yisrael, ad klal acharon hayaseh gadol, all the way to the ultimate klal, hachayim hanitzchim, the eternal life, asher hashar alehim hu hamavis, the gate to which is death. The ultimate klal, the foundation, the end purpose of everything, huanika l'shem shamayim. Kach darko shel ben aliyah shebeturanu eskim. This is the path of ben aliyah, whose growth we are describing. The pasuk says about the father of Shmuel, Elkanah. Ve'ala ha'ish hu me'iroi. In the simple pshat, describes Elkanah as going to Shiloh every year. He would go up to Shiloh to bring korbanos. And the Midrash comments, Nisara Yish Bevisoi, first of all, he grew within his homestead. Nisara Bachatzeroi, among his clan or among his neighbors. Nisara Beiroi, throughout the city. Nisara Bechol Yisrael, throughout the Jewish people. Vechol Iluyoi Lo Haya Ela Me'atzmo. It came from within himself. Adkan.